The inherent philosophy.
Interesting hypothesis.
Infer and describe the hypothetical relationship.
It's All Academic, and today we're looking at handwriting. Whether you have tidy cursive or illegible scrawl, which I do, it's very embarrassing, your penmanship can tell a lot about you, and hopefully this psychoanalysis of my penmanship I can survive. Caro Duncan is a graphologist who has been studying handwriting for almost 30 years and joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Did you have to mention that length?
Now, your interest in handwriting started when you were a school teacher. What was it that drew you in?
It was just fascinating that you could take a lesson and you could teach exactly how to form letters. And in spite of that, there were 30 individual interpretations of that. The overall appearance is the same, but you could see that there was a difference in pressure and size. And yeah, it was the difference, basically. And I thought, there's got to be something in this.
And what did you find?
Oh, my goodness, that handwriting reveals personality. That any change in your handwriting represents a change within you. It's almost limitless.
I'm worried about this because my handwriting, as I say, is, well, it's the sort of joke of my family, put it that way, it's that bad. What does that say about me?
Well, it depends how it's bad.
Illegible?
So it can mean that you've got too much on your plate, that you're simply in too much of a hurry to get anything down neatly, or it can mean that you're a totally creative soul. It can mean you can't fit into society. It really, it depends on the form. It depends on a lot of things. You have to look at the gestalt of the handwriting. It's the whole that's important.
What is this based on? How can you be sure about how that links to personality? How can you prove that they are linked?
It's just repeated study. Graphology has been, it's a very old science. It's been around, well, Aristotle first wrote about it. And it's just, it's like any science, it's a growing body that information's sort of layered on information.
You mentioned that a change can be indicative of something being wrong. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it can be a change can be indicative of something being right too. A change in your handwriting is reflective of a change in your personality. It can be scrawl becomes neat, in which case the person is coming more together, literally, or it can be that it's falling apart, in which case the person is, for some reason, rather falling apart. It could be physical, it could be mental.
I'm interested in finding out how dramatic that change has to be, because you know, it depends on the day, too, for some people. I have days when my handwriting is nicer than other days, I think. Or I try harder, actually. It's about effort as well. There's no doubt about it. How dramatic does that difference have to be to show that something else is going on?
Oh, it can be very subtle. I have quite a few samples of, for instance, people who have finally taken their lives. And the disintegration of the handwriting is fairly subtle over a long period of time, or it can be sudden. Depending, you know, like it's like if when illness can strike you, it can be sudden or it can be slow. And that's reflected in your handwriting at the same speed.
If you're just tuning into RN Drive, my guest is Caro Duncan, a graphologist who studies and has been studying handwriting and what it says about our emotional state and our physical state. Our handwriting also changes as we age and get more or less practice. Do we always maintain a similar style? I mean, I'm also interested in finding out how our use of computers or smartphones impacts handwriting, because I find I do a lot less handwriting full stop these days than obviously I did 10 or 15, 20 years ago.
Handwriting is a skill. If you're not keeping up the practice, then it becomes more difficult. And I think a lot of people are finding that they write less and less, so their handwriting has broken down and it's more and more difficult to do. And that's a big area that we need to look at, actually, because there's been a lot of work in this area and they've found out that the part of the brain that is concerned with language development switches on when we're writing. We need to be writing with a pen because it doesn't have the same effect when we're using a keyboard.
You say a change in handwriting can be indicative of other things. How do we know when a change in handwriting is significant and not just a normal evolution due to lack of practice or for example?
That takes a very trained eye. You have to think of what's happening on the page. If a handwriting disintegrates completely, then that's a huge worry. If it's falling down, it's almost, that's a sign of depression. It depends how it changes. There's so many different things in the handwriting that can change.
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing is, we are writing less these days. You think that this can have a significant effect on our language maintenance and development?
And our general learning, yes. One particular study that was done by a couple called Mueller and Oppenheimer actually proved that they had students at a university, for instance, taking notes. Half were doing it on laptop, half were doing it with their handwriting. When you're actually writing, the process involves you. You need to synthesise and process the information before you can even write it. But the students who took their notes down on keyboard were tested against the ones who used cursive writing, and half an hour later, after the lecture had finished, the ones who had used the pen remembered more. Furthermore, a week later, they were tested again, and the ones who used pen, again, outperformed the ones who used keyboard.
That's fascinating. Caro Duncan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And that's graphologist Caro Duncan. Stick with us. The 7 o'clock news is upon us, but we'll be back in 5 with some carefully curated Twitter highlights.